106.5 The Cave, the best in regional sports from Southeast Asia.
Good evening. Welcome into the Cave Studios. Jeff Bowman along with Mr. Fred Smith with us here today. Fredo, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good to be back.
Yes. Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's it's been a tough couple weeks, but I guess I dodged this for the past couple years and didn't dodge it anymore.
Well, you know, hey, that happens. But it is Hall of Fame week here, Fredo, as the Friday night's going to be the induction ceremonies, and Saturday will be the homecoming game, and I know the golf outing on Sunday. So it is a busy, busy week around Siena Heights University this week.
Yeah, and there's always other athletic events, too, and I'm really not certain if our soccer or volleyball are playing home this weekend. I used to know all that stuff, but, homecoming here, football is great because it's kind of centers everything, but our other student athletes, like for many, many years, soccer was kind of the highlight of our homecoming, both men and women's.
Right.
It was how we celebrated, then we called Alumni Weekend, but I'm looking forward to try to fill your shoes Friday night as the Hall of Fame MC, and we're all looking forward to a great Siena weekend.
Well, actually, I'm just looking right now on Saturday. The men's soccer will play home against Concordia at 4.
Right.
So that'll be after the football game.
And our women are on a roll right now.
Yeah, I'm going to look right now.
Really on a roll.
Women's team, they play Friday night.
Okay.
Or Friday afternoon at 1. So.
Yeah. Are they at home or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a homecoming game for them. So we get that game Friday, the football game Saturday, and the men's soccer afterwards.
Well planned by that AD up there, Coach Siljbeck. Great job.
Good job for her. That's for darn sure. So we'll take that. But we're going to talk a little bit about the incoming class of the Hall of Fame athletics of 2022 for Siena Heights University, and we're leading off with Allison Scepter. She was a member of the 2009 women's soccer team, and that was a pretty good team, Coach.
Yeah, it sure was.
They finished 15-3-3 overall. They were undefeated in the WAC with a 10-0-2. They were regular season champs. They won the WAC tournament, only allowed 8 goals all season and just 2 goals against in conference play. Finished 19th in the country. And here's an astounding stat. 1,305 consecutive minutes of play without allowing a goal.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's incredible.
We were really rolling back then. Allison was a major part of that. Isn't Allison in our Hall of Fame already?
Allison, I don't know. You're with us. Are you in the Hall of Fame already?
Not yet.
Boy, yeah.
Monday, but not quite yet.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody goofed up there.
Well, we bring in Allison Scepter again. This is Jeff and Fred Smith, a guy you probably know fairly well. Fredo's here with us. But so, now, were you an 09 grad, or what year did you graduate?
Yeah, so I graduated in 2010. So the 2009 year was my senior year.
Gotcha.
With the women's soccer team.
Yeah, so you're just becoming eligible. That's great. So what you been up to, anyhow?
After I graduated from Siena, I went to law school. I am a practicing attorney in Bloomfield Hills, but my favorite part of what I've done since graduating is actually I have been a youth soccer coach for the past 15 years. So while I don't play anymore, soccer is still a huge part of my life. And I'm actually at soccer practice right now.
No
kidding. Sitting in the car while the girls are out there playing.
So what age group do you coach? I'm sorry. What age group do you coach?
That's okay. This year I have the 2010 girls, but I've coached anything from U8 to U16.
Okay. All right. So 2010. So this is a U12, U13?
Yeah, they're U13. It's their first year on the 11-a-side field.
Oh, okay. So this is a big jump for them then. It's kind of a eye-opening experience.
Yeah, definitely. They're picking it up pretty quickly, but yeah, it's a big change.
How do you find time to do everything? I knew you were an attorney. I feel like we've had you on our show before. I really do. How do you find time to balance everything?
It can be challenging. I'm lucky enough to work with a club that allows me to make my own schedule for training and for coaching for our games. And I'm also fortunate to be with a firm who values, you know, family and extracurriculars in the same, you know, aspect as practicing law. So I've got the best of both worlds, basically.
Where did you go to law school at, Allison?
I went to Cooley Law School in Auburn Hills.
Yeah, Detroit. Good.
Okay. So do you specialize in any certain law?
We're plaintiff-oriented. We specialize in medical malpractice, auto no-fault, personal injury.
Okay, that's got to keep you very busy then.
Very busy.
So as you look back with your team going in, that's got to be going to be a fun time for you this weekend. You got a lot of the women coming back?
Yeah, we're all super excited. I actually think the last time I talked to Scooter, majority of that team is coming back. And, you know, it'll be really nice to see everybody. And we had a historical year in 2009. So it'll be really nice to kind of relive, you know, that experience with the current women's soccer players and hopefully be able to help give some sort of guidance so that they can, you know, make their own run and make their own timestamp in Siena Heights history.
Well, in reading, through some of the stats, and, you know, again, it's mind-blowing, 1,305 consecutive minutes of play without allowing a goal. I mean, that's incredible. I know, you know, that a lot, obviously, for the goalie, but just, you know, the defense, and then offense keeping it away, that's a lot of gameplay without allowing a goal.
It really was. We all bought into it, and it was a total team effort, and it's kind of ironic because and she'll kill me for telling you this, but Lindsay, who you have next on the lineup here and who's being inducted herself, she was the one that broke that scoring that scoreless time frame for us on an own goal. But now it was okay. We didn't lose that game, so it was totally fine, and now we can look back and laugh about it.
Well, because I'm writing that down right now so I can ask her about it.
Well, just tell her I say it full of love and that I said hi from down the street because she lives right down the street from me.
You know, as you look back, we look back to the 2009 season, and as Siena soccer has been very successful over the years, but we've seemed to go through different rivalries during the last 20-odd years where certain teams have become stronger in the league that we had to beat to win the league or, win the tournament to go to nationals. Who was our big league rival then?
Our biggest league rivals then were Davenport, Madonna, and Aquinas.
Yeah, Davenport, right.
And I actually don't even think Davenport is in the WAC anymore.
No, they're in the GLIAC now.
Yeah, they went NAIA Division II.
You mean
NCAA.
Yeah, so those three will always...
Yeah,
we'll always have, leave a bitter taste in our mouth.
Well, and those games were always intense, and that's what you like to see, certainly. And as you guys, went to nationals, I don't mean to bring this up, but I can't even remember. Who did we play that year at nationals?
That, I think, was Kaiser out of West Palm
Beach,
Florida.
You guys went down to Florida. I remember that now. And it was kind of a lousy field. Is that right or something? Or I'm trying to remember.
From what I recall is there were some amphibians or reptiles that were hanging around.
Wow.
that field quite often, some, I think, iguanas or something. And they, you know, were a distraction for our practice leading up to our game. You know, that's one that'll always be a bummer for us that we're down there. We definitely could have won that game, but it just wasn't meant to be on that day for us.
Now, what position did you play when you were at Siena?
I was an outside mid.
Okay. All right.
So I did a whole lot of running.
Yeah, no kidding. That's one of the spots where you do. That is a very active spot where you're on all sides of the field. That's for darn sure. So what are the big things that we always do when we talk about during our regular show? We usually have a coach, a current player, and then an alumni player. So we always like to talk a little bit with the alumni about their experience at Siena, and kind of one of the big things is how you ended up at Siena. And so give us a little insight on how you ended up at Siena Heights. Where did you come from high school, and then how you ended up here at Siena Heights?
I played at Royal Oak Dondero High School, and Scooter had recruited from Dondero and our, you know, rival school at the time, Kimball, quite significantly. So my story is a little bit unique in that I actually didn't sign with Siena first. I signed with Madonna, and most of the reason why I did that is because my club coach was coaching at Madonna, and I really liked him. I was playing well under him. He, you know, expressed an interest in having me play for Madonna, so I signed there. But before we reported to camp, I had a change of heart. I had to make one of the most difficult phone calls, you know, of my life to this day, to tell that coach that I no longer wanted to play there. And then I made one of the best phone calls of my life to Scooter and told him that I would rather come and play at Siena. And it was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
And then you had 4 more years to play against Madonna, right?
Yeah. Well, luckily. And the thing is, too, it was either my junior or my senior year. We played them in the WAC championship. It was super cold and rainy. But I scored that game-winning goal somehow. And it was just kind of, you know, just a little bit of a ironic twist of fate there.
And if I remember right, back then Madonna played at one of Livonia High Schools. Is that right?
Yeah, I do think it was a high school.
Yeah,
it was a turf field.
Because I remember the game, and it was those games, you're right, they were very, very hotly contested. Siena, I do remember that very, very well.
So, yeah, now there's not even a Dondero or a Kimball. It's just one Royal Oak High School now, right?
Yep, that's true. But Scooter, I mean, currently he has 2 players on the women's soccer program that are products of, you know, Royal Oak and the high school. So we're still doing something right here and producing some quality soccer players from Royal Oak.
Well, obviously with you coaching, it can't help that whole area. It's got to be pretty good. So when you made that switch to come from Madonna, which, you know, very similar institutions in that both Catholic Felician Institution, Dominican Institution, at that time, did you think law was an option for you? What did you plan on majoring in, Allison?
I had always planned on majoring in criminal justice, but I never thought of law school. And quite honestly, the reason I probably went to law school is I met my husband, Jeremy Romer, at Siena. We actually met on the soccer field back when it was a grass field. We were doing divot repair. So he had graduated. He was a couple years older than me, and he went to law school. And when I graduated, I didn't really know what to do. So I was just like, that might be fun. And so, you know, away I went.
Now, does he practice law still, too?
He does. Yes, he does.
Okay. Well, yeah. Good. That's nice. But again, you know, kind of back to, as Coach said, getting here to Siena and, you know, the differences between that and Madonna. But, you know, was it, you know, one of the big things, what was kind of that major shift that you really decided that, you know, was it a guy like Scooter, or was it just you really kind of thought that you needed to be somewhere else other than Madonna?
It was definitely the relationship that I had built with Scooter. We had been communicating, obviously, for a long period of time as he was recruiting me. It also had a lot to do with one of my club teammates, Morgan, was going to be going to Siena. And just in having conversations with her and with conversations with Scooter and the relationships that I had already made, I had had some Royal Oak Dondero players that I had played with in high school already playing at Siena, the Romans, Carol and Mary Roman. So it just felt like it was that's where I was supposed to be. And, you know, when I called Scooter to tell him that, he was so excited he had to give the phone to his wife, Vicky. And, you know, that just goes a long way to show that, you know, when a coach is, you know, really wants you to come and play for them and how that can affect them as well. It's nice to be wanted and, you know, wanted for your athletic ability and your, you know, demeanor and whatnot. So, like I said, it was definitely where I was meant to be.
Allison, one of the things that has been very unique about our women's soccer program, which, you know, I was there when it started back in 87, and especially under Scooter, has been the culture of young women that he's developed. They're very successful like you. Talk about your experiences at Siena and how, you know, you grew both academically and personally.
You know, I really can only remember good experiences, and that may be because I, you know, am blocking out the bad ones. But it was, you know, like you said, I think it was you, Fred, back then our, you know, women's and men's soccer programs were like the football programs now, right?
They were.
We were the homecoming game. We were the featured homecoming games. And it was, you know, a family. And we all just had such a... attitude of this is what we want and this is what we're willing to do to get it. And it's ironic because I was just down in Adrian a couple of weeks ago. I actually ran a coaching session for the women's soccer team. I ran it myself, and the culture is so significantly different from when I played, but there's still that common goal of we're going to do whatever it takes to get the job done. And you know, that kind of bleeds into all other aspects, right? So I have my teammates who become, you know, my family because I'm with them every single day, and they become my friends, and then that bleeds into, you know, my other extracurriculars, my classroom skills, my, you know, whatever else I have going on. You know, I had that attitude, and it luckily it worked out for me.
Who are some of the faculty members that really influenced you at Siena?
Ellie T. Union Smith was my advisor. Jeff Lindstrom, I minored in psychology, so he was, I was a part of the psychology club, I think it was called at that time. Melissa, I cannot recall her last name then, but she married, the chemistry or the biology teacher.
Yeah, it used to be Melissa Groden, now it's Melissa Tucci.
Yeah, so I had worked for her for work study for a couple of years, and she was a big part of my time there as well.
What changes did you notice after being on campus just recently, you know, help running a session for our young women? You mentioned it was different. Describe the differences that you, you know, you perceived.
Yeah, so the team this year, when I came in preseason, they did a lot of sharing what they're grateful for. They call them gratitudes. They do these Siena Heights coins of character, I think is what they're called. And they really have taken the camaraderie and the sportsmanship and being good teammates to the next level. And it's more of not just on the soccer field, but off the soccer field. And I think that was really, really cool to see because, like I said, when I played, you know, we all had the same attitude of doing whatever it takes to get the job done on the field. And it seems like it has blossomed now from having that same attitude but sharing that off the field as well. And I think that's super important. Team chemistry is so extremely important. And I think that they definitely are representing how close they are, how close-knit they are, and what great teamsmanship they have now.
And you're listening to Saint Sports Weekly, Jeff Bowman along with Coach Fred Smith, and it's the Class of 22 Hall of Fame edition tonight. We're talking with Allison Scepter, one of the 09 soccer players. And actually, Allison, I'm looking at the coach was talking about the team this year, and they've only played WAC game only. They tied Northwestern Ohio, but I was looking at the upcoming games. And Saturday, October 15th, it's an Indiana Tech, but it's Royal Oak FC night. So we got the Royal Oak Football Club. You're representing out there with that.
So every year since I've coached a club, I've brought my teams out to watch the women play and to meet the girls. Last year we did a whole facility tour. We toured the locker room and the weight room, and it's evolved into me just bringing a team or two out to actually having, you know, ROFC night. So, we're going to be out there again on October 15th, I think is what you said. And my girls are really, really excited for it.
So do you show them where, you know, this field used to be all grass and not the nice stadium that they have now, and, you know, explain about the good old days on campus?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, tell them all the stories and, you know, good and bad. But the most important part is that the women's soccer players are so welcoming. And last year they made them T-shirts and personalized bag tags. And my girls got to go out on the field and meet them. And it's, you know, ironic because one of the incoming freshmen right now, Maya Ruffles, you know, went out to Siena to watch a game when she was little with me. And now she is actually wearing, you know, the Siena Heights jersey. It's coming full circle. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, that is neat. That is neat. Well, again, congratulations on the honor being in for this, the 09 team. That was pretty outstanding team. And we appreciate your time very much. And again, it looks like that you're still very involved in making sure that you're spreading the word about Siena Heights University.
I hope to. That's for sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Allison, I just want to say, you ought to, just a great, great career you've crafted for yourself, and you're also giving back. So I can't wait to see you this weekend at the banquet.
Looking forward to it, Fred.
All right, once again, that is Allison Scepter. So we're going to take a time out, step back, and talk to the girl that gave up the goal to break the streak. And we'll be talking next. Sorry, Allison, I got to get that in there now. But we're going to be talking.
That's okay. She'll be a good sport about it.
There we go.
We're still really good friends. So
that's good. All right, yeah, we're going to be talking with Lindsay Mancini next right here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Students who participate in sports during high school often face challenges that their peers do not. Athletes that hope to continue their sport after high school tend to feel more pressure regarding schoolwork, college scholarships, and expectations from teammates, families, and coaches. As a result, student athletes may turn to substances to cope with these and other stressors. Help is available if you, a teammate, or someone you know is struggling with drugs or alcohol. At Community Mental Health, we can help you get the help you need. Call 263-8905.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
All right, welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash. Once again, Jeff Bowman here with you on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com as well. And it's a Hall of Fame night tonight as we get the 22 class being inducted this Friday night in the homecoming weekend. And so Fred and I are getting a chat with some of the particulars, and this one going in, also part of that 09 team, Fred, but she's going in all by herself too. Graduated in 2011, an All-WAC second team pick in 08, first team All-WAC selection in both 9 and 10, and for the 2009 campaign, named the WAC Defensive Player of the Year, as well as All-Region and All-First Team All-American. She finished her career with 80 games started, which is currently is tied for third in the career record books. And we're talking about Lindsay Mancini. Lindsay, welcome into Saint Sports Weekly.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, reading through that, there's quite a pretty good resume there. That's for darn sure. So congratulations on that and the honor of being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, Lindsay, I know we've had you on before, and you and your sister, the Mancinis, have dominated, obviously, Hall of Fame airwaves lately, but certainly what a pleasure it must be to go in with your team.
Oh, my gosh. It is awesome. I couldn't even dream of how great it is, and that 2009 team was special. So I've got a lot of sisters and friends on that team, and I'm pretty excited that I get to share that night with everybody.
Well, there was some news we got with our first guest, Allison Scepter. We were talking about that team, and it was pretty amazing reading the stat about the 1,305 consecutive minutes of play without allowing a goal. And then we found out how that streak was snapped.
Oh, she she mentioned that, didn't she?
Something about an own goal somewhere in there. So, but she said it lovingly, though, Lindsay. Allison said that.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the joke, right? I mean, that is an insane. And it's really counting down the minutes. I mean,
305, yep.
I may have screwed that one up, but hey, you know, it's okay. It happens.
It does.
Say it.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, definitely, again, your resume speak for yourself. You know, that one goal definitely does not define your career at Siena Heights by any means.
No, it's just a moment I'll never forget.
And your teammates will probably never let you forget it either.
Oh, for sure, obviously.
What makes this team so close, or made the team close and continue to be so close?
We kind of clicked. I mean, we have so many good memories with each other, and we just bonded and had that chemistry of sisterhood, to be honest. I mean, we were always hanging out with each other. We always supported each other. I think that's what just drove our success, is just that chemistry. We wanted to be together. We wanted to play with each other. We trusted each other, which is huge. So just having that, I guess, that chemistry and that bond, all of us did, it helped lead to our success.
Well, we always talk a little bit about how people got to Siena Heights in their career when we do our alumni spotlight. And so fill us in a little bit about, you know, your journey to Siena Heights and how it really came to fruition.
Yeah, so me and Haley, my twin sister, we went to Bishop Foley. And then, yeah, we were recruited. I don't even remember the year. I feel like it was my junior year. Kind of Scooter came up, introduced himself. And, I mean, it was kind of like a moment. Like, wow, oh, my God, I can play in college. and then, yeah, we got to do kind of, he brought us up there. We got to meet the team. We got to go to games. And we kind of just fell in love with the program. I mean, Scooter is one-of-a-kind coach. And then it's funny you mentioned Allison Scepter. We kind of played club with her, and she also kind of helped us make our decision. Just obviously what a great program it is. So it's kind of how it all kind of fell into how we kind of went to Siena. So between the girls and Scooter and just the program itself and the school, the reputation, it just was a no-brainer at that point.
Was it one of the things, were you and Haley, were you going to go somewhere together, or did that just kind of fall into place?
Oh, I'd like to say that we would be split up, but I don't think that would ever happen. Actually, we live, even now, we are just inseparable. We live five houses down from each other, so I think the plan was always, yeah, to go together. I mean, you can't split up the twins.
Like, imagine the four houses in between you guys then probably see you quite a bit, too.
Oh, every day. Every day. Inseparable.
So, and I know you've done this before, but tell us about your academic journey at Siena and what you studied and how this led you to your life you're currently leading.
Yeah. So, at Siena, I was a biology major. Kind of thoughts of maybe going to the nursing school after. I know that Siena, they got a nursing program, but that was later, I guess, in my my years at Siena Heights. So just starting out to be a program. So after college, I was still playing around with nursing, and I graduated with that Bachelor's of Science. So it kind of, one thing led to another, and now I'm in the automotive industry. So now I currently work at an automotive maker of components, and I work in their sales department. So I don't do anything with biology, but I do use some of the chemistry classes I learned in my role. So it's kind of cool how I can kind of translate that, even though I'm not in biology or doing anything with that degree, but I can still use the academics I learned kind of in my profession, which I think is pretty cool.
That's what's so interesting about college. Anyhow, you never know the path, you know, even when you're going down that path academically, where it's going to lead. There's plenty of stories like that, and it sounds like it really worked out for you.
Yeah.
And are you still involved in soccer?
I do not. I watch my niece play soccer. I hope to one day get more involved with it with my little girl. So I don't actively play right now, just kind of working, messing around with a one-year-old and living life. But I hope to get back into it with, like, the youth sports with my niece and my nephew and my daughter. So.
Well, that sounds like, again, that'll be fun to be able to do that. And you know, we just talked again with Allison about how involved she is with the youth side of it. And they still have a, you know, she brings her Royal Oak football club out here every year. And so it is nice to be involved. But, you know, it is, once you become an adult and you start adulting, there's a lot of things that go into what you have to do and what you can do and, you know, what works best for you in your life.
For sure. Yeah, Allison's very active with Royal Oak, and hopefully maybe one day we'll have my little girl on one of those teams, and it'll be just a full circle kind of effect.
There you go. That'd be nice. But again, what was the big thing? You know, everybody talks about Scooter and what he means and, you know, and what really got them. What was the big thing that really kind of to sway you and your sister to really look at the fact that, you know, Scooter's the coach you wanted and this is a place you wanted to be?
Yeah, Scooter's just like one of a kind. And he believed in me, even when I didn't see it at first, right? He saw this potential that, you know, you're 17, 18 years going into college. He saw a potential. He saw something in me that even at that time I didn't see. And he brought that out in me when I was in college, right? With his coaching style, with his enthusiasm. Was he hard sometimes? Yeah, of course. But I think he was one of the best coaches I've ever had, just because he was able to communicate effectively the way I, you know, how I play. And he was very encouraging as well. Sometimes, you know, he lets you know when he wasn't happy, but he would always use that as a teaching moment too, to bring out that best ability that you could bring. So he kind of, when he was recruiting me and Haley, talked about that possibility, that opportunity, that, you know, what can make us great. And it kind of drove me to Siena Heights, because he saw something in myself that, you know, I trusted him. So.
Well, one of the things, and we discussed this with Allison, that I, in my experience as being athletic director for all those years, was the strong culture that Coach Oliver built within women's soccer of high-achieving women that, you know, were very independent and strong-minded, and it still seems to carry on today. I don't know if you guys even knew that, but we saw it at Siena, and back then, as Al said, you and the men's soccer were kind of the show on campus. There was no football.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he sees potential in a lot of people, and he brings out, hardworking women, strong women, independent, and he creates that culture and also that culture of bonds, too. He's very, you know, he brings people together. I agree with that. That's kind of, he does a really good job at building that program, and he's done a great job even after I've left. I see the amount of girls on those teams, and he creates such a great dynamic within the girls. So,
well, you're listening to Saint Sports Weekly tonight on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Jeff Bowman, along with Coach Fred Smith, we're talking soccer with the Lindsay Mancini, one of the newest inductees into the Hall of Fame this year. And Coach, I know you had something. I just wanted to make sure we got that in there again.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask is, you still, you know, it's going to be obviously very special to have the team down there this weekend too, but are you still close to a lot of those ladies?
Oh yeah. Yep. We're still close to most of them. A lot of them actually. We get together now with our kids or get together out at events, but yeah, I'm still pretty close with a majority of the girls, Allison being one of them. Other friends like Bridget, I see Ashley Poyer. She lives in the same town as my parents. So we still are able to see each other. We still communicate, even if it's just you know, hi, how are you doing kind of thing, checking in on each other, making sure we're okay. But, yeah, I mean, well, that's that sisterhood. That's that bond that we all created in that group. So it's carried over for, I don't know, I've graduated, it's been 11-plus years, and we still have that same bond. And it's really awesome when you can kind of have that camaraderie with some teammates.
Is Bishop Foley still open?
Yeah.
See,
my knowledge, they are.
That's great. Well, I've lost track so much since I retired. And, you know, with Catholic education, that's awesome. Up in Madison Heights.
Yeah, they're still there, and I'm not sure. I haven't been back in a while, but...
Yeah, and I just wondered, because so many of the Catholic schools, you know, that when I coach are gone. That's great to hear. Now, as you are thinking about when it's a while for school for your child, but are you going to be thinking about private school, public school, or what?
Ooh, I don't know. It kind of just depends on where we're at in that time of life. I told hopefully one day she'll go to see her complete soccer. So that's on the wish list for when she's older. As of right now, yeah, we're just kind of going with the flow, and I'm not sure private or public. I was a public school up until high school. That's when I went to Catholic school.
So you went from public.
Yeah.
Wow.
A little impartial, yeah. So they're gonna whatever happens, happens kind of thing.
Well, again, it's a great honor for you, and congratulations on being inducted. So it's a big special for you because you get to go in on your own and with the team that they're. So you're double dipping on Friday night.
It's a huge honor, and I'm so excited. So excited.
Well, again, we appreciate your time, and again, have a great night Friday night, and thanks again for coming in and talking about your years at Siena Heights.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you guys have a great night.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you Friday.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, once again, that was Lindsay Mancini. We're going to take a time out. We're going to go on to the baseball diamond when we get back, as Corey Lehman, 13 grad, is going to be inducted in as well. So we're going to have a chance to chat with him right after this here on Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Auto Wash, right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-through, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.siennaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru. Three locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
From the Florida swamps to the Big House and all the way to the Coliseum, don't miss a moment of college football this year with DMP Communications. We've got you covered from the ACC, SEC, and Big Ten networks. On your TV or your phone, you're there. Get an internet and TV bundle that will keep you in the game from noon kickoff to primetime and beyond. Call 800-311-7340 today.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman along with Mr. Fred Smith. And it is now time to talk a little baseball again as it's the homecoming weekend and Hall of Fame on Friday night. And now we're going to bring in Corey Lehman, 13 graduate from Siena Heights University and named 2012 NAIA All-American Honorable Mention as well as the WAC Player of the Year. And two-time first-team All-WAC and All-Academic. And he finished his career ranked in the top 10 career for at-bats, hits, runs, doubles, triples, RBIs, batting average, and walks. So quite a resume. Corey, welcome into Saints Sports Weekly.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know Fredo's got some stuff. He was talking, well, first he was talking about how good an athlete your dad was, and then we were talking about you as well, so...
Hey, Corey, how you doing?
Yeah, no, that's great. Ever since I was little. Good, Coach Smith. How are you?
Man, are you still down at Central Catholic running the show down there?
I am. Yep. Still down here in Toledo at my first alma mater doing enrollment. So still here. Been here just starting my fourth year.
Congratulations. It's just great to always talk to you. I think we had you on one other time, and I can tell the audience what a great, great athlete you were, and you're certainly – I was telling Jeff the story. I always tell everybody how your dad ruined a New Year's Eve for me, our family, when we run up and watch Michigan play, and he had a heck of a game when Toledo beat Michigan.
Yeah. But, for sure. He relived that to this day. I'm sure.
Well, anyhow. Talk a little bit about your experience at Siena, and you guys had a great team your senior year that went to the national tournament down in Florida, and just tell the audience a little bit about your journey at Siena.
Yeah, absolutely. So, didn't really know exactly what to expect when I was first coming up. I mean, I wanted to play two sports, and Siena gave me that option in the beginning to do that. There was a couple other schools that basically wanted me to stick to one, but my heart was basically with baseball and basketball at the time, and unfortunate just with some injuries and some back things. Probably still one of the hardest things I had to do was walk into Coach Sandifer's office and tell him I wasn't going to play basketball because of different things. And then I just focused on baseball. But, as you said, Coach Smith, that 2012 run, I mean, wasn't always easy. I think my junior year we had six regular season wins. They tore down the baseball field to start right. building the football field. So we played about 45 games on the road that year, I think. So it wasn't always the easiest, but, you know, we had great leadership. The next year we were able to build a state-of-the-art facility, and that 2012 team was really took off, and we went from 8 wins 1 year to 33 the next. So, numerous thank yous go out to, you know, the players that I played with, the coaching staff, of course. But it was a heck of a ride. Really enjoyed all of it, and no better way to go out, even though we got beat in the regional, but your senior year when you finish down in Daytona Beach and get a nice little vacation, even though we wanted to come back with that regional championship and head to the World Series. But going from 8 wins to 33 was pretty special. And again, it's all about, to me, the team memories and everything that I remember from coaches, the players on down, that were a special part of that group.
You're, you know, in basketball, I was telling Jeff here, I think you started as a freshman at CN. I mean, you were a heck of a basketball player, but nowadays it's just so difficult to be an athlete year-round, and with the injuries and whatnot, I know Coach Sandifer still whines about it, but he understood yeah. that you went from where you'd have been a Hall of Fame type basketball player there too. You were that good a player in baseball. You went from being, I think, our first ever gold gloving person to you were kind of the face of our baseball program. I think you coached and did things later on. So you were a no-brain first. You were kind of like a Miguel Cabrera, first ballot of Hall of Famer up at Siena because of all that you contributed. But, you know, in the recruitment, was the two-sport thing, and what I'm hearing you saying, was really the reason you came to Siena?
Yeah, absolutely. It was very – so during my recruitment process, I mean, Rob Hemming, who was the graduate assistant at the time, I think he came to, man – probably every single one of my baseball games my senior year, it seemed like. So they were really on me hard baseball-wise. And then when I came up, I was able to meet with Coach Sandifer and J.O., who was the basketball GA at the time. And to be honest, even in the beginning, I don't know if they expected me probably to get many minutes in my freshman year for basketball. But there happened to be an injury the first day of practice, and I was actually over with the JV, and they pulled me up, and I never went back down after that. And so that was a big thing when I was looking at some schools. I wasn't necessarily looking at some larger schools, so I was given that opportunity to kind of play multiple sports. I looked at the school across town, but fortunate enough to end up over at Siena Heights. So it was a big thing in the beginning. I did want to play both. There was a school in Ohio that said no, the baseball coach did not want me to play. And just to what you said, Coach Smith, I mean, it's difficult. I went from fall baseball to conditioning to right to start a basketball my freshman year. And then we lost in the WAC tournament up in Cornerstone my freshman year in basketball. On a Thursday night, I got home at, I don't know what time we got home, 11:30, maybe midnight. And then the next day I was on a bus on my way down to Florida for our spring trip. So there was a lot of quickness and moving parts, especially when you're playing two sports, and a lot of demand. But it's something, you know, to this day, everybody always asks me, what's my favorite sport? And I can't tell them one or the other. I tell them both. And that was a big part of what I wanted to do, even though I didn't end up doing it for 4 years. But when I was first started, that's really what I wanted to do, was play both. So that's a pretty interesting story, and a lot of people get a kick out of that when you lose a basketball game. Then the next day you're driving down 20 hours to Florida and you're playing in a baseball game the very next day.
Believe me, I did the thing up at Cornerstone a few times. You got home a heck of a lot past midnight. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It might have been later than that, for sure. But that's for sure. And then, that next afternoon, I was on a bus heading down to south. So it was a great trip. I, you know, my time both as a basketball and baseball player and as a student at Siena Heights, both in my undergrad and my graduate school. I can't thank enough people there and then obviously my family and friends throughout the years for sure.
So is that, you know, one of the reasons really was because you could get to play both sports? Was that important for you and that one of the kind of deciding factors about coming to Siena?
Yeah, absolutely. Two sports was a big thing. But it also felt, I mean, they really put in the time and you could tell that, you know, I was appreciated. They wanted me. And they showed it not just in person, but they showed it financially and other things to help my family out and myself out. And so it was a huge piece was that two sports, but also just financially and just talking with Coach K and Coach Sanifer and J.O. and Rob Hemming, Coach Hemming. And it felt like home. It wasn't that far, obviously, from Toledo where I'm from. It's a Catholic university, and, you know, I probably wasn't necessarily planning on just going to a Catholic university. Sports kind of led me that way, but I was in a Catholic school my entire life, from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, so played a little piece into it as well. And it just felt like home. It feels like family.
And now you're back at a Catholic school again.
Yep, and I'm back at my high school. I'm a mater working there as well and loving every minute of it right now, so. It's definitely been a big piece as well, but they just, everybody at Siena, it just makes you feel at home, from the coaches to the professors, to the trainers, everybody that has a piece in athletics, throughout the years, has just made it feel welcome. And every time I'm up there, it seems like I've never missed a beat and run into people and seeing old friends and talking with others. It's just been, it was a great experience and one that I'll cherish and I'll never forget. And I think it is definitely the right choice for me. And I can't thank enough of all the individuals up at Siena Heights University.
Academically, who are some of the faculty members that had an influence on you, Corey?
Yeah, absolutely. My biggest professor that probably had the biggest influence on me at Siena Heights is Dr. Carrie Mitchell, who I believe she's in charge of the whole education program.
She
definitely was in charge of
tremendous
special ed.
Tremendous.
And that was my major at the time. But she attributed to a lot of my success and was able to get me placed. And I did a stint coaching and when I student taught at Bedford over in Temperance, Lambertville area. While I was there, and she taught there before, but she's been very instrumental in what I've done. And, you know, to this day, I always go to her if I have a question, or I'll shoot her a text or send her an email. But she attributed to a lot of the success I had in the classroom and just been a great mentor and role model for me in my professional career.
Well, it's gonna be nice for you to try to, you know, let some of the kids know, you know, at your alma mater too, about what your experience was like at Siena, and if any of your kids ask any questions or a place that they want to go to school to.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've had a decent little pipeline.
We sure have.
I don't want to say I was the one that started it. I think we had a couple. There's always a good group from Toledo that comes up there to Siena Heights, and we've had quite a bit. There's a couple students. Pretty good track athletes that were in my brother's class at Central Catholic that made it up that way when I was a student there, and a few others. Travis Mulcarrick, who I played with baseball, Brett Keebler, who was in my class. Travis's dad is the baseball coach at Siena, or I mean at Central Catholic. He played baseball with me. So we've had quite a few students, and yeah, just like you said, to this day, we still send some students up there, whether it's for the arts or typically for athletics as well.
Well, again, Corey, congrats on the honor being inducted into the Hall of Fame. We appreciate your time and have fun this weekend up here.
I will. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Coach Smith. I'll see you Friday.
I look forward to it, man.
Weekend, so.
All right. Once again, that's congrats to Corey Lehman, 13 grad, and he's going to be honored this Friday night as the in the 2022 class. So again, thank you to Allison Scepter, Lindsay Mancini, and also Corey Lehman. So again, Fredo, thanks for coming in, and we'll see you next
great night.
Monday night right here. I want to thank CNIH University and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.